This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 do be involved in the conversation. I like it when you're around. It definitely makes my life easier. Anyway, the just start off tonight with last night the shooting in Dallas really started to heat up while we were on the air. And obviously it's hard to follow that stuff live when you're doing what we're doing. And, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out to those that are affected by that, that have been affected by that. And, it's funny, the Dallas mayor, the mayor today asked for people to stop at noon and pray. And I was waiting for the outcry. I was waiting to see if they were dumb enough to say anything. Seriously. Because, you know, you can't have prayer, right? I mean, prayer doesn't do anything. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you people? And so it was really nice. Ultimately, it was really nice to see that nobody lost their minds over it. Nobody got crazy over it. And they just allowed it to happen. I'm sure we'll hear about it later on, but, you know, whatever. Anyhow, Kevin Jackson from the Black Sphere is going to join me after the first break. And Kevin and I, you know, have been on different stations together. We've talked a lot together about these kind of issues. And, again, I'm bringing him on because, you know, with what took place last night, we're hearing all kinds of opinions. Right? We're hearing all kinds of thought processes as to what might fix this. And I want to get his point of view, because last I checked, he was a black man, and I think he'll admit to that, even though it's only radio and you can't see him. The other thing that somebody said today, which I thought was kind of interesting, like I can't believe these guys are this stupid, is the what the heck is her name? Cecil Richards. You know who Cecil Richards is? Okay, she's the president/CEO of Planned Parenthood. And one of her comments today was, Alton Sterling's shooting proves that blacks need reproductive justice. I can only take that one way. I'm not telling you how I'm going to take it yet. I will tell you later on. She puts out a tweet and it says, more than my prayers, my anger is with the people of Baton Rouge and with the nation that allows this to happen with such frightening regularity. I stand with the people of Baton Rouge and calling for justice for Alton Sterling. We must work to ensure that all are safe and have reproductive justice. How in God's creation? Now, you know what she means when she said reproductive justice, right?
No.
Abortion. Apparently, the only way blacks can have reproductive justice is if you're allowed to abort black babies. That's it. Gosh, I love it. Oh, God, these people. This is sickness at its finest. And, you know, let's not let a good crisis go to waste, right? Wow. Somebody's in the chat room. Maybe he's come out of his coma early. Anyway, and then last night, another tweet of hers She said the Democrats released a strong platform for reproductive health, repealing Helms and Hyde, expanding access to family planning and abortion. What has any of this got to do with the shooting? Is she saying that if he was aborted, he wouldn't have been shot? Maybe she was saying if Margaret Sanger said, you know, if we had less blacks, we wouldn't have to worry about this, right? Not a problem. God bless America. So she is the CEO of Planned Parenthood, responded, racially charged shooting with a tweet that implies that black people need more access to abortion and contraceptive. Maybe that way there won't be as many of them to shoot. And not me. This is you. Tell me what other way you could take this. I mean, look, I admit I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'll tell you I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But this I don't know. Now, the term reproductive justice incorporates greater taxpayer funding of birth control and abortion on demand and all that for the underserved. When asked to define reproductive justice in an interview with the Texas Observer, Richards replied that full reproductive autonomy. I wish he was a guy. I could do a guy. I can't do a girl. Full reproductive autonomy is more than having a constitutional right, although I can't find the word abortion in the Constitution. But it's funny. I can find the word guns. I can find the phrase that's right to bear arms, but I can't find the word abortion, yet abortion is constitutional and guns are not. Anyway, she said it allows you or makes for better access to birth control and in some places better access to abortion services, which have been unevenly distributed based on the ability to pay. Again, I ask, what does abortion have to do with Black Lives Matter? I would think it's just the opposite. Now, the concept is elaborated upon at length in a document titled Reproductive Justice in a Just Society, released in 2006 by Planned Parenthood of New York City, the Religious Leaders Task Force. The only religious leaders that believe in abortion are the ones that snort coke before they actually go into the church service. I'm sorry. Or if you prefer, maybe use a crack pipe. I don't know. I don't want to limit your choices. Since you're for free choice, I am too. Crack pipe or snort. It's up to you. The statement concludes we cannot separate the struggle for real sex education and access to affordable birth control. Oh, I got more to say about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kevin Jackson will join us right after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Seems everything like I buy these days.
It's all right. No, it's okay. I got one anyhow. Give me a fresh center. Thank you. That's great. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate it. I hate computers. I know you hate when I say that, but I hate computers. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As I said earlier, our hearts and our prayers go out to those people in Dallas, and I do, you know, appreciate it. And again, you know what? Give this some thought. As you're sitting there swearing at the cops and thinking they're really not the right people for the job, or whatever you think, those guys were running towards the bullets. They were running towards the people to protect the same people that were there, that were there protesting against what they were doing. And I just find that amazing, just totally ludicrous. Anyhow, the last couple of nights, it's really funny. I had Kara Davis on last night. We were talking about having honest conversations about race relations in this country, open and honest conversations when this whole thing broke out. which was kind of interesting and weird to begin with. But I've asked Kevin Jackson to join me. Always enjoy when I have Kevin on the show. He's not on the show enough. Kevin, thanks for being with me tonight.
Happy to be with you, Joe.
Kevin, you're an author, your own show. Tell people where they can hear you and actually where they can get your book.
Well, kjradio.com is where you can check out the show. And we broadcast live noon to 3 every day during the Limbaugh slot because I'm giving Rush a run for his money.
Yeah, go. Somebody should.
As far as the book goes, Race Pimping is the latest book. It's at racepimping.com. But look, I hate doing commercials on radio. It's not good radio for our folks. And I know you guys, you're being very magnanimous. But, you know, we need to talk about what's going on. If you really want to have a real conversation about race, we have to make the left understand that they have to take their poison pills with it. And the problem what we have, Joe, is that far too many people just want to capitulate. I will never forget the moment I heard Black Lives Matter instantaneously. I said, that's racist. That is stupid and racist. And they hide it under the guise that black people were being killed in more, you know, disproportionate numbers or whatever than whites or anybody else, which was a lie. You know, I did a video today on this whole subject right before I was going to go into Fox and Friends, which I was doing a 5:45 a.m. hit at Central Time. And I made the video and I said, first of all, the Native American get it from a pro capita standpoint is killed more often by police than any other group. Blacks are number two. Indians are number one. So that's the first thing. The second thing is there were 561 deaths by cop this year up to this point. And to hear the Black Lives Matter movement, you would believe, Joe, that 558 of those were black, when in fact 275 of those were white folks, 136 were blacks, and 86 were Hispanic, leaving the rest of them for other, which, by the way, is a still pretty significant number, at least 70 more people. And so I then asked the people on Fox, you know, can anybody name one of those white people? Name one of those Hispanics. Name one of those Pacific Islanders who was killed by a cop. Are there any special circumstances? No. Mark Lamont Hill tweets, it's a shame that this kid, the last guy that got killed in Minnesota, that his kid had to watch him be killed, a four-year-old kid. And Mark Lamont Hill completely dismissed the 4th of July shooting of an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old who were holding sparklers as silly Negroes drove by and did and shot these kids. He didn't have any sympathy for them, but the cops shoot this guy, and suddenly everybody's active. Anytime a black person is shot, we got to remember the name. We got to remember this guy, and then ironically, I can't remember his name, but I can certainly Sterling, Michael Brown, I can remember Freddie Gray, I can remember Eric, what's his face in New York, and you know, on and on. But there's nobody that can name any other color outside of black, and. The thing that upsets me the most is that this dog whistle of racism rings, man, and it is truly the racist dinner bell because somebody's going to get paid. If you watch that video of this kid that got shot, this man that got shot in Minnesota, while he's dying, his girlfriend is streaming video.
I'm glad you said something about that. Here she is, her loved one, the love of her life is sitting there bleeding out. Yeah. And she's shooting video.
She's shooting video because you know why? It was the lotto for her. She's thinking, I got to give the narrative. I got to make sure everybody knows. I mean, she couldn't have done it better if she had been coached. Okay? And so that's what it's about. Why do we know every black kid that's or man that's... And by the way, these people aren't good citizens. Alton Sterling is a pedophile and got a record a mile long. I'm not saying he deserves to be killed. But it isn't like he didn't do something wrong. He resisted arrest. If a cop comes up to me, I'm a pretty bad dude. I got four black belts. You know what I do? I stick my hands out. Go ahead and take me, sir. Take me down. We'll get it figured out. You know, if I got to do a couple days in the jail, well, whatever. You know, no harm. But at the end of the day, the people that resist, you're going to get shot. You know, so it offends me. That this happens and the Democrats know it's going to happen. They know what we're going to do. We are as predictable as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west when it comes to this stuff. And it doesn't matter who. Jamar Clark in Minnesota. Dude that beat his girlfriend. Cops get called. They try to arrest him. He tries to grab the gun. They shoot him. This is a guy that was publicly beating his girlfriend. Somebody black called the cops on him. The cops show up to do their job. He tried to take the cop's gun and get shot. And next thing you know, it's 100 silly Negroes over there trying to protect the dude who's beating his woman. Now, I'm going to tell you, if I'm going to find a poster child for somebody that's got shot, cop, I ain't going to get a wife beater, you know, and a guy with his kind of record. And this is what we do. And it just goes to show you the silliness of black people in America today. And people ask me, where does it come from? I go, go to the manufacturing centers. There's one in every school. I don't care from the elementary school to junior high to high school to college, is a manufacturing system of ignorance. Blacks get through the first three of them pretty regularly, and they don't always get to the fourth one, which is higher ed. But by the time you get to higher ed, you are the dumbest person on the planet. You are ready for the complete indoctrination, and it doesn't matter what you've done as a parent. When you send them to that lecherous institution of so-called higher learning, which is a manufacturing system of ignorance, that's what's going to come out the other end.
You know, Kevin, I got to ask you. We're going to head for a break here in a second. Did you see the tweets by Cecil Richards today from Planned Parenthood?
It was incredulous that this woman that is a professional black killer was it called reproductive rights for black? I said she must have got a hold of old Alton Sterling's body, and she's gonna sell it on eBay. Because I don't know what this woman is doing. She's selling a sperm on eBay? What?
I asked the question. I wanted to know, first and foremost, is she smoking crack or snorting coke? Because only those two options would have you tweet something like this out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. More with Kevin Jackson, so don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, hop up on the website. I want you to check out the, I think we have 9 writers up there, a lot of great stories up there that you can read and like, or not like for all I care. I don't really care. Just get there and read them. I also want your email address up on the top right-hand side. You have a place you can put your email address in. And I can go ahead and send you an email every week. It tells you who I'm going to have on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, unless they change during the week, which is why I have to check out the website and find out. My guest tonight is Kevin Jackson. I always enjoy having Kevin on the show with me. I don't have him on the show enough, actually. And, Kevin, theblacksphere.com, theblacksphere.com. Tell people how they can read your stuff, how they can get to your show.
Well, first of all, it's not theblacksphere.com. It's .net.
God, I do that all the time. Well, you know what? See, I've been conditioned.
I know you've been conditioned, right? Man. It was camp with Edge in 3 days. I just use KJ Radio because everybody doesn't know how to spell sphere.
Oh.
So we just use kjradio.com. And get a hold of me there, because it'll go over to whatever pages you want. And honestly, that's kind of what we're trying to emphasize anyway, is the radio product.
KJ Radio. All right. Cool.
kjradio.com.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. All right. So before we went to break, I want to get more into what went on. But before we went to break, I actually was kind of being tongue-in-cheek with the Cecil Richards tweets that she was sending out. She says, now think about this, more than my prayers, my anger is with the people of Baton Rouge and with a nation that allows this to happen in such frightened regularity. I stand with the people of Baton Rouge in calling for justice for Alton Sterling. We must work to ensure that all are safe and have reproductive justice. Is she saying that Alton could have been aborted and he wouldn't have been shot? Is she saying there's less black people and less black people to be shot? How could you can't take this any other way, can you?
You're on the right track. I mean, I was thinking she either never wanted Alton to be born, or is she saying Alton could have a lot more baby mamas if he hadn't been killed? Who knows? I mean, this is an organization that should have zero credibility with not only America, but certainly black America. And this woman takes this tragedy, the death of this man, and decides she's going to further the cause of a group whose founder called black people human weeds, and whose manifest through the Negro Project was the extermination of black people. And it's, I mean, she might as well have just taken an AR-15 and went there and gunned up the scene. it was incredible when I saw that. And I just, but you know what? That's what liberals do. I mean, think about it, Joe. They have, in your face, how much more in your face can Hillary Clinton's lying about emails be? I mean, let's just be honest. It was pretty much, okay, I'm not going to admit to lying, even though I know I'm lying. And, I mean, how much can Comey, they were asking him, you know, well, would you hire a person in the FBI that did? Well, it depends on how long they've done it and how many. Okay, let's say over a period of 8 years and they had thousands of emails. Would you hire them then, Joe? You know, Jane, I don't know. I don't have an answer. Sure, he has an answer. Of course you wouldn't. But these people can't even answer the most basic question, the simplest question. If Hillary Clinton, I'll get it out in a minute. If Hillary Clinton had said...
And it's hard for me to say, too, Kevin.
Right? It doesn't roll off my lips. I doesn't want to say those words. But no, if Hillary Clinton were truthful, she would say, you know what? I screwed up with Benghazi. Guys, you know what? We got people killed. I'm so glad we had those guys over there that got the other people out. We need to review State Department policy so something like this never happens. I take full responsibility. I'd at least respect her, but she didn't take any of the calls of Chris Stevens. I mean, everybody's probably, you know the story, or you've seen the movie. You know what's going on. These people can't admit to anything that where the accountability goes back to them. That's just the way of that's the way it is in politics. And I think people are tired of it, and that may be why Trump is resonating more. In fact, I don't know if I told you this story, Joe. On the 21st, which is my birthday, I sat in Clarence Thomas' office for 2 hours, me and Justice Thomas.
Wow.
And at the end of it, he says to me, Kevin, he says, yeah, Kevin, you can't believe the media. He says, like this nonsense, I'm retiring. And I went, you're not? He goes, no. He goes, I've never told anybody I'm retiring. You remember that story?
Yeah, I do.
Justice Clarence Thomas told me, I watched him, he told me, he goes, Kevin, I'm not retiring. He sat back in his chair like I'm sitting back here now, like, are you kidding me, Negro? I'm just serious about that. Justice Thomas said, Kevin, that is a blatant media lie. He says, I don't even do media interviews. Nobody, repeat, nobody called me. Nobody have I said, you know what, I'm flirting with the idea of retirement. He goes, it was a completely fabricated story.
Wow. But that's not surprising. When you think of, look at this, all the stuff with Trump, whether you're a supporter of his or not, when you think of all the stats that mainstream media was putting out and how he couldn't win and how he couldn't do this and how he couldn't do that, you really think about it. They're trying to lay this foundation, but you already know this. They're trying to make people believe.
You could have told me they were blatantly lying. You could have told me they were, like, Clarence Thomas was at a dinner. Somebody overheard him say, well, if I were to flirt with retirement, okay, you know, I'd say, okay, at least there was nothing. There was no honest, there was no honesty in it whatsoever. I would have never believed that the media would say something completely dishonest. And it made me stop, really, literally in my tracks. And I said, okay. When they tell me Hillary is polling and winning, I just go, it's a lie. When they tell me about unemployment numbers and GDP and everything, I just go, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can operate and keep your sanity. Because, look, nobody likes Hillary Clinton. Black people don't like her. Young women don't like her. Young people don't like her. I heard midgets really hate her. I always pick on midgets on my show.
Go to KJ Radio and send your complaints there. Okay,
exactly.
KJRadio.com.
Who likes Hillary Clinton? And we're told she's beating Trump here. Oh, geez, it's 50 to 42. It's 50 to 38. And I'm going, it ain't. If it's anything, it's Trump whooping the hell out of Kinkles because she ain't winning.
You know, let me tell you what. When I saw the NBC, ABC poll that came out the other day after the hearing, and it said 92% of Americans. Now, this isn't Fox News, right? This isn't right-wing Christian news source. This is ABC, NBC. The poll comes out and says 92% or thereabouts of people say she should have been charged with something. After hearing all of that, she should have been charged with something. You know you got a problem. There's going to be a problem somewhere.
You know what? I got to tell you, I watched that. It was fascinating. Number one, I love Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy,
I mean,
yeah.
dude was awesome. And then Jim Jordan coming in behind him, man, it was like a 1-2. It was like watching the rope-a-dope. You know, just it was beautiful to see those two.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just the whole spectacle of it, where Comey, in my opinion, as good as he was, they twisted the dude in knots. But then at the end, when he alluded that there might be more, you know, with this the whole Clinton Foundation.
Right.
I gotta tell you, man, I my heart got wings.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great. The final, you know, and again, I know the American public's like, man, I don't know. You know, because I know if the feedback for your guys is anything like mine, people are like, man, the Clintons, you just can't get to them.
Yeah.
You know, they're Teflon.
Oh, yeah. No, why bother, right? I mean, these guys are like the Teflon Dons. I you know where I grew up? I told you, I grew up in the north end of Boston, heavy mafia influence. I feel like this is the Clinton mafia, and they're almost untouchable. But these people will trip up. She will trip up.
No, look, I think she's already tripped up. I think there's multiple things. They can keep this thing going for a long time. And even with the media being complicit, Trump just running his standard campaign, I think he'll kick her butt. But curiosity is, you know, where do you think we really are? I mean, I personally think that Hillary's toast. I really do.
I do, too.
In order to cheat and do the things you need, you really need that same fervor that was behind Obama in 2008. That had died down in 2012. I still think they cheated us, but let's say that they didn't. Romney didn't excite everybody. Trump, and I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm going, the Republicans got like 60% more people to come out than they ever did. The Democrats, I heard, were 20% less.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And think about that. 20% less. With all the passion of the Democrats being behind Bernie Sanders, not Hillary Clinton. Hillary could not scare up enough people for a nice house party.
They actually got behind an older white guy that you don't even want at your home for Thanksgiving. Think about that. Right? It's just amazing to me. Well, I'm glad they're the... what do they call themselves? The party, the Big Ten party, right? Old white people. That's a big. I guess you need a Big Ten because there's a lot of old white people.
Well, hey. There was a lot of ten on the Republican side. I mean, we had it all, and I love that, man. And I think maybe I'm naive, but I think people are finally beginning to see the crooked nature of the Democrats. The Bernie or bus folks,
yeah.
Man, they're vivid, and they should be mad because Bernie sold
you,
out. Bernie
you are sold. Such an optimist. Listen, we got to go. We both believe in capitalism. Got to pay for the show. Again, KJRadio.com. Don't miss. You can't miss Kevin Jackson. You see him on CNN and Fox. And he's like horse manure on a ranch. He's all over the place. Keep fighting, Kevin. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, anybody knows the difference? Come on. Anybody. I want to see if you're really paying attention in the chat room, especially. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got a complaint? You want to call? You want to call me on the carpet for something? Tell me what I'm doing wrong? I always like that. Feel free. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, I've talked to a couple of people today
of the African-American community.
Some of them get mad at me and say, no, we're not African-American. Right? So what I've done is I pulled a clip out of a woman, and I did the best I could, by the way, to make sure it was clean. So if I missed it, if I missed something, I'm going to apologize to you ahead of time. But I listened to the thing three times. So I think I got everything. So let me see if I can play this. This is a woman that was not very happy with what's going down in the black shootings Dallas and what have you. But this is one of two I'm going to play for you tonight. This one in particular, I find interesting that she's willing to lay it out. Now, you're just going to have to bear with me, and you're going to have to bear with it. She did it outside. There's a little bit of wind there, but I think you can push through. I did. You ought to be able to. Take a listen. Now, listen. This is a African-American woman talking about the African-American community. You just heard Kevin Jackson talk about it. You heard Kira Davis talk about it the other night. And I got two for you tonight. So it ain't the old white guy talking about it. This is their own community talking to their own community.
Hi, I'm Peggy Hubbard. By now, you guys already know what happened in St. Louis. Police officers went to go execute a warrant for an arrest for a very, very bad guy. When they came to get him, instead of going peacefully, having his day in court, he decides to pull out another stolen gun, shoot at the police. Police shot back, and he was killed. Within the same time frame, news broke out about a 9-year-old girl in Ferguson died in a drive-by shooting. In her room, doing her homework, she dies by a stray bullet to the chest. Last night, who do you think they protested for? The thug, the criminal. Because...
Now, she said that. I didn't. So the protest was for the thug. The protest was for the guy who pulled out a stolen gun to shoot cops that were issuing, that were trying to execute a legal arrest warrant. Just so we're clear. They weren't white cops looking to gun down a black man.
Our Halloween police brutality. Are you kidding me? Police brutality? How about black brutality? You black people, my black people, you are the f***ing most violent motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. A little girl is dead. You say black lives matter? Her life matters. Her dreams matter. Her future matters. Her promises matter. It matters. Yet you...
I don't care what color you are. This has got to bother you. No, seriously. This... The crime going down in these neighborhoods, take the color away from it for a minute. The crime going down in these neighborhoods, no matter what color the neighborhoods are, are being committed by a bunch of animals that need to be caged. They're not a bunch of animals that are in a bad place because certain people didn't take care of them properly, or the government isn't giving them enough money, or. Okay? They're in a bad place. Because they choose to act this way. And it ain't just me saying this. It's from people that are living there.
Her future matters. Her promises matter. It matters. Yet you trifling mothers are out there tearing up the neighborhood I grew up in. I was born and raised. I was raised by a single mother. 8 kids. This woman raised 8 kids by herself. She lost one. One. Because that boy did not listen and he died by the gun. You want to be upset about black lives? You want to be upset about police brutality? There is real police brutality out there. I'll give you that. But night after night after night on Channel 4, Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 30, Channel 11, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, murder, 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 murder. Black on black murder. But yet you assholes are out there tearing up your own, it's not your shit, other people, for a criminal, for a thug.
Now you saw, when she got a tad excited, it was really hard to edit the file. So I did the best I could. If I'm offending anybody, I'm sorry. It's not my intent. But you know what? This is where they live. The people that she's talking to, how do you talk to a thug? Excuse me, young man, pardon me. That doesn't work. That'll never work. You deal with somebody where they're at. The way you talk to them in a language they can understand. And once you win their confidence, once you win their trust, then you back it down.
Other people, for a criminal, for a thug, bailing out criminals and thugs. Let me tell you something. I got a kid locked up. Oh, yeah, I put him there. I turned his ass in. Yes, I did, because you know what? I'm a strong black woman. I am a black mother. I told my children, if you fuck, if you go to jail, I am not getting you out. You will stay there. You will do.
That's a familiar statement. I told my kids the same thing. I will not be visiting you. I'm not bringing you nothing. Because you didn't learn how to do that. Whatever you did to go to jail, you didn't learn that from me.
of the time. I'm not putting nothing on your books. I ain't coming to visit you. I ain't sending you magazines. I ain't doing shit for you because I did everything I could for you out here, and yet you chose to go in.
There's a key word. There's a key word. You chose. You make the choice. There is a time in your life that you make choices to do the right thing or the wrong thing. You make choices to go down certain roads. You make choices, as we say, to pull the trigger or not. That's up to you. You make those choices.
There. Hugh, I'm from the Madea School of Hard Knocks. Hugh, if you don't care about me and your father working and putting in time and effort to raise you, to be there for you, to go to every function, everything that you were interested in, we took note of, we nurtured, we encouraged, and yet your stupid ass ends up in jail, you belong exactly where you are. Don't drop the soap. That's what I told my son. Don't drop the soap.
We got to have a t-shirt made out like that. But yes, if you're a thug, don't drop the soap. You know what I'm saying?
You guys need to stop. You're hollering this Black Lives Matter bull. It don't matter. You're killing each other. White people don't care. They don't care. Save us.
Let's fix that, okay? I do care. There are a lot of white people that do care. I think what she's saying here is if you want to destroy yourself, if you choose to destroy yourself, if you choose to destroy your own community, we don't care. We can't help you. There's only so much you can do for somebody. And it doesn't matter what you do. In a lot of cases with some of these people, it doesn't matter what you do, you're still wrong.
Tax dollars. I need you first with my Harley. If you want to die, die. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Your life does not matter. If it doesn't matter to you, it sure enough doesn't matter to us. That's just the truth of the reality. If you don't care, we don't care. If you don't give a damn about your life, why the fuck should we care? Why should we go out and protest for yours? You broke the law. You're carrying another stolen gun. You're yelling fuck the police. You're shooting at the police. Police drops your ass. Oh, Cora so-and-so. He died due to police brutality. 127 homicides later, y'all want to holler police brutality? Black people, you're a fucking joke. You're tearing up communities over thugs and criminals. You're putting plaques in the ground over somebody that would not stop. He had a chance to stop. How many times is somebody going to tell you to stop doing that shit before they do something to you? You think the police are out here for fun? You think they're out here for games? They're not going to tuck you in. They're not going to give you a cookie and sing you a lullaby and tuck you in. No. They're going to pop a cap in your ass. You shoot at them, they're going to shoot at you. That's just the realism of it. If you try to kill them, their job is to serve and protect.
Yeah, and she goes on to say their job is to serve and protect, not serve and die. God bless that woman. No, seriously. And we've had a few. We've had a few people like her on, or that I played clips from, who are right on it, who are on it. And no, just for those who didn't catch this portion of it, the young man that was shot, the thug, as she put it, that was shot in St. Louis the other night, two cops had gone, two policemen, my uncle was a lifelong cop, hated that word. Two policemen went to serve, or as they say, execute an arrest warrant, and the guy had already been picked up once before for having an illegal gun, okay, a stolen gun. So he was, they went to issue an arrest warrant on him, and what's he do? He went and he got another stolen gun that he happened to have there. He probably had a half a dozen of them, okay, and he started swearing at the cops and shooting at him, and they shot him back and they killed him. So while they were trying to do a lawfully correct thing, he was doing an illegal thing, and people that night protested his death. And she just doesn't know how that happens. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot coming up in the next hour, too. I've got Xander Gibb, one of our favorites, coming up with us in the next hour. Always a pleasure to have him. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.